good afternoon and a warm welcome along to Radio Leinster's Lunchtime Special. Thank you to Anne Kent at the Radio Leinster News Desk, and before that to David Baker. Thanks to you, as I say usually, for joining us for another programme. Incidentally, sincere apologies about yesterday's programme. The only thing I can say was that thankfully it was a short and snappy industrial dispute that quickly is over and finished with, and we're back with your Lunchtime Special. As a result of that, we'll pick up the pieces where we left off yesterday rather abruptly, and on today's programme we'll be talking to Nella Allen with our usual weekly book review, and Nella will be discussing one very controversial book today on the programme, and that's Dr. Andrew Rinn's new book, Abortion, the Irish Question. She's some other books of interest there as well. Many other items on the programme today, including, of course, an interview with Lucy Lane of the Rathmines and Rathgar Musical Society. Next Monday it is, they start their season of Gilbert and Sullivan operas at the Gaiety Theatre, so we'll be hearing the full story of that and more on today's programme. Let's get away musically. On the playlist we have here before me a group by the name of The Crack, and the single is called Go Away. No more than that do I know of this piece of music. Underway on the Lunchtime Special, that's a piece of music from a group by the name of The Crack, the piece of music called Go Away. Well, I do sincerely hope you won't. I hope you'll stay with us right through until 2 o'clock. Don't forget, as usual, our phone line number is 983251. If you want to give us a tinkle, that's the number you ring if you want to get through to us here direct at Studio One. Be it for a comment, if you want to voice your view and anything between now and 2 o'clock, or for that matter, if you want a request or a dedication, that's the number 983251. Now I have a piece of music which I'm going to dedicate especially to all the lads from Eugene O'Connor. That's the only piece of information that I've been handed, that's been handed to me. So I can't say no more than that. And I don't think you're going to appreciate this piece of music. It's one that, when I first heard it, I had a little bit of a laugh and a giggle. Some country and western songs are very, very funny and so unreal. Like, who sits down and writes a letter, the type that you're about to hear in this song from Ann Williamson? The words of the letter are the lyrics of the song, and it's worth listening to, if only for a giggle. Dear John, if I come in after a record at any time during any program and I don't even know what the record was on before me, if I do sound a little bit hesitant, do sincerely forgive me, because the story is, sometimes you're talking to people, either here in the studio, you're lining up a guest or something like that, or maybe you're talking to somebody on the phone, as it was there, and I was really looking forward to having you listen to that record again and having a laugh. I haven't heard it for a while, but it's something with some fellow running off with a brother of some sort or another. You heard it anyway, but isn't it ridiculous? Like, who sits down and writes those sort of letters off to their supposed loved ones? Oh, I tell you, it's all so ridiculous. Anyway, we're going to take a commercial break. 12 after 12 is the Hammer Quartz time on the Lunchtime Special. We'll be back in just a moment, so please do stay with us.
They drink it everywhere, man. Whatever you've been doing, man. Up in the air or out of water. And it's a lager they all order. They drink it everywhere.
Now, here, there, and everywhere, Dublin pint drinkers are enjoying the traditionally famous lager called Tennent's in Town. It's a great new deal for pint drinkers. A quality draft lager that costs no more than ales or stouts and a lot less than other lagers. Look for the big T on tap and try it. It makes a welcome and enjoyable change.
Here, there, Tennent's lagers everywhere.
I'm home.
Oh, great. Do you know where last Friday's papers are?
In the garage.
I lost that ad for the bungalow we wanted to see. Did you keep the paper?
Even better. Look at this.
What's that?
The new property newspaper, Irish Property News. Look. All together. Price, area, description, nationwide. Commercial property, farms, hotels, pubs, everything.
Irish Property News, eh? This'll make house hunting much easier anyway. Price, area, photo. Where did you get this?
At the newsagent.
Here it is. Detached bungalow. Well, good for you. Irish Property News.
Welcome back to Radio Leinster's Lunchtime Special. Next on the programme is Nella Allen. We'll be joining Nella after we have a listen to a little bit of the best of Barry Manilow. This one from Barry is called All the Time.
All the time I thought there's only me. Crazy in a way that no one else could be. I would have given everything I own. Someone you're not alone. All the time I thought that I was wrong, wanting to be me, but needing to belong. If I'd have just believed in not so bad. All the time, all the wasted time, all the years waiting for a sign, to think I had it all the time.
The Alan Price Project. Just filling that one in. Yes, you're okay, darling. Nella Allen just arriving with us, and catching her breath, so he decided to give her just one quick moment, Nella. Welcome along to the program. Nella with us normally Tuesday afternoons, with us this Wednesday afternoon with the weekly book review. And seeing that we're running a little bit behind time, straight to it then, Nella. As I say, good afternoon, welcome along, and tell us a little bit about the first book you're reviewing this week. Quite a controversial one. It's Dr. Andrew Rinn's book, Abortion, The Irish Question.
Yes, indeed, Gavin. And again, in the Paperback Fact series, I think this is a very important book. The last in that series we reviewed was Drugs, if you remember. And I think this is a marvellous series. It seems that they're going to go on and pick up every controversial subject in Irish life and bring it to us in this Paperback Fact series. Sorry about that. However, I think I'll get on with the review now. And I think it would be appropriate to open this review of Andrew Rinn's book, Abortion, The Irish Question, with the dedication he has written on page 4. It reads, "To all women who have ever found themselves pregnant and in difficulty, that we might begin to understand that difficulty, not to judge." I believe in that simple dedication, Andrew Rinn has summed up this book. Deftly, he has placed the facts of this delicate and highly emotive subject before us. He leaves us well informed on all aspects, on all opinions, on the subject and the continuing debate. He tells us at the time of writing, 4,000 women had travelled to England in the last year to have their pregnancies terminated. And he stated, as long as this facility is available at the end of an hour and a half plane journey, there will never be any strong pressure to change the status quo in this country. Now, Gavin, the law which covers this the legality of abortion in this country is an old one. It's the Offences Against the Persons Act of 1861. It is perfectly explicit. It says every woman being with child and with intent to procure her own miscarriage shall unlawfully administer to herself any poison or any other noxious thing, or shall unlawfully use any other instrument or means whatsoever with like intent, and whosoever with intent to provide the miscarriage of any woman, whether she be or not be with child, shall unlawfully administer to her, cause to be taken by her, any other poison or noxious thing, and it goes on, of course, like that, anyway, will be guilty of felony, and being convicted thereof shall be liable at the discretion of the court to be kept in penal servitude for life. And that, Gavin, as you say, is a very old law indeed. Now, actually, there has never been a prosecution under this act in Irish courts, though many, it would seem, think that the infamous Nurse Cadden case of 1956 evoked this act. That is not so. She was actually charged with the manslaughter of Mrs. O'Reilly, who died shortly after being admitted to Holles Street following an attempted abortion performed on her by Nurse Cadden. Now, I'm getting mixed up here. Sorry, Gavin. To continue. Now, Dr. Rinn states, the fact that this law has never been invoked in the century and a half of its existence in this country has made the pro-life campaigners very uneasy indeed. He cites an English case of 1938, which was Orr versus Bourne, as an example of how the Offences Against the Persons Act might be interpreted. This Dr. Bourne performed an abortion on a 13-year-old multiple rape victim. The case pivoted around the words unlawful. In this case, the judge, who was a Justice McNaughton, took the view that since there was a reference in the Act to the unlawfully procure a miscarriage, that then implied that there were circumstances in which it was lawful. The word unlawful must read, other than done in good faith for the purpose only of preserving the mother's life. Dr. Bourne was acquitted. Now, Dr. Rinn believes that the proposed referendum takes place, the pro-lifers' aspirations would be overwhelmingly vindicated. Of course, their aspirations are to make legalized abortion in Ireland, you know, just impossible. And they want to do that through the Constitution, by amending the Constitution. Now, they would be vindicated most probably because of the strong Catholic ethos in this country. And the Church's position on the subject is absolutely unequivocal. Also, the present Pope, John Paul II, vehemently opposes abortion. Something that I was unaware of, Gavin, was that there were theological arguments in the Church about when the fetus became a human being and when ensoulment began. Now, these arguments were going on only up to one century ago. These ended abruptly when Pope Pius IX proclaimed as dogma that the Virgin Mary was free from sin from the moment of her conception. So this put paid to all the old arguments that still went on about ensoulment and humanization. Now, there are only two exceptions currently allowed by the Catholic Church, and that's ectopic pregnancy and also carcinoma of the womb, of course. Now, what I like very much about this book is Andrew Rinn's totally compassionate approach towards all views, be they fanatically right-wing Catholic views or those of the mixed group in the anti-amendment campaign. He honestly believes that those, shall we call them, the moderates, haven't a hope in hell in the argument. It is definitely a black and white issue, and neither side will tolerate the greys. He said when he talked to both sides, he could only say their representative spoke with sympathy, delicacy, and compassion on the subject. Yet he also notes when the two sides face each other in open opposition, there's quite an amount of mudslinging or rhetorical bricks, as he refers to them. Of course, they call each other self-righteous hypocrites or baby murderers or whatever. Now, it would appear that the atmosphere of the pro-life movement is Catholic and conservative. Dr. Rinn lists the groups through which the countrywide meetings are organized, and these are all very pro-Catholic groups, like the Women's Menorahair, and also the League of Decency, the Catholic League of Decency, etc. I could read them out if you, Gavin, but we'll leave them there. Now, the grouping involved in the anti-amendment campaign is the Women's Right to Choose group, and there are several affiliated groups to that too. Now, noteworthy is that all the Protestant churches in Ireland have come out quite strongly against the proposed referendum, together with the Jewish community. Their objections have largely been expressed along the same lines, that they see the move as sectarian and divisive, attempting to enshrine a Catholic principle into a constitution that claims to be plural in its effect. They see such an amendment as a massive retrograde step, and as a further example of the imposition of majority religion on everybody. Neither the Protestant nor the Jewish objections in any way reflect the pro-abortion philosophy held by these persuasions. Again, they have found it necessary to repeatedly spell out the fact that to be opposed to the referendum does not necessarily mean being in favor of abortion, and that their objections are solely based on the quite blatant sectarian nature of this move. And I must say, I shouldn't put in my own personal, it's something I go along with there. The book then covers the beginnings of life and how abortions are conducted. It then goes on to put and discuss 16 questions on the subject with some people to the forefront of the debate, and these include Mary Robinson, Anne Connolly, Dr. David Rosen, the Chief Rabbi of Ireland, Mary Lucy, Mary Kenny, and Mary Maher. Andrew Rinn has his own trenchant views on the rights and wrongs of the abortion question. The format of the debate ensures that every reader will find many points of violent disagreement, yet nobody can be uninformed about the realities of abortion after reading this riveting book. Finally, Andrew Rinn concludes, having read the book, at the end of the day you are still left with the doubts and uncertainties. And then perhaps it's not altogether a bad thing. He says, strident dogmatism somehow does not altogether suit the agonizing and sensitive question of abortion. Indeed, you may never reach the absolute truth behind this awful question, the termination of human intrauterine life. But if you are ever to reach anything close to the truth, that will certainly not come by way of a snap decision or by merely reciting traditional dogma of fashionable slogans. And that's my review. I know it's quite a long review of the book, Gavin, but of course it is a burning question in Ireland today.
One question that's burning with me at the moment, I remember from interviewing Dr. Andrew Rinn, and it's well known that he's very much anti-amendment. Is the book, you know, objective, or is it subjective as regards his views? Is it down the line and impartial?
No, sorry, this is totally objective. That's what I said I like about it. It is totally objective. It simply lays the facts before us, and he leaves it to us to make up our own mind. There is no taking one side or taking the other side, and he really thoroughly researched this book, and I think everybody who is concerned with this question in Ireland must buy this book. It is a very, very, to me, it is the document that the average man in the street should read if he is concerned about the question of abortion. And we must all be concerned about it, and especially now with the election coming up. And it is an issue in the election, of course.
So that's Paper Facts, Abortion, the Irish Question, from Dr. Andrew Rinn, and it's from Ward River Press, £3.50. We're going to go into a piece of music and then a commercial break, and we'll be back to Nella Allen for some old book reviews.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, let it be.
Listening Leinster, one of the many classics from the Beatles, a song called Let It Be. That's where we take a short break. Back in just a moment.
Now's the time to start thinking about toys for the children. And there's no better place than Quinsworth, because we've got the biggest range and all at rock-bottom prices. Like Sit and Rides from $9.95. Chain-driven go-karts, $29.95.
65-centimeter newborn baby doll, $19.95. Daisy doll, exclusive to Quinsworth, $2.99. Outfits from 99 pence. And many more. So remember, when it comes to toys, you'll find the biggest range at rock-bottom prices...
at Quinsworth!
In Toyland at Quinsworth.
How much did it cost you to heat your home last winter? Probably a lot more than you expected. And this year won't be any cheaper. Let's face it, whether you heat with oil, gas, or electricity, prices will keep rising. So what's the answer? We at Tarm Heating have found it, an advanced central heating system which uses the cheapest commodity of all, solid fuel. The Tarm boiler is in fact a multi-fuel boiler, which will allow you to use wood or coal in combination with oil, gas, or electricity. So you'll never be without heat, and it guarantees hot running water throughout the house. For further details, telephone us at 251-408 or 255-443. Take a step back into the future with Tarm Heating Limited.
If you're thinking of building your dream house, let Wall Units of Mulhuddard build it for you. We are experts in house building, and our services include free site survey and planning application, expert advice on loans and grants, and our houses qualify for up to £4,000 in grants. So forget those house building headaches, and let Wall Units solve them all. Wall Units can build luxury bungalows for as little as £15,000. And we're members of the National House Builders Guarantee Scheme. For further information, phone 213-488. That's 213-488.
Welcome back to Radio Leinster's Lunchtime Special, and welcome back to Nella Allen, who's reviewing books for us. We've just heard about Dr. Andrew Rinn's new book, Abortion, The Irish Question, and on to some more books, two more to go through, one of which is Alfred Koppel's book, The Hastings Conspiracy, which I believe you weren't too overwhelmed with, Nella.
No. Of late, Gavin, I've taken to reading novels, because as I said at the very beginning of these reviews, I am not a novel reader. And I've come across some very good novels, and I have said to myself, gosh, you know, I have been missing something. I've begun to enjoy occasional novels, because it was fact always with me, and always the short story thing, of course. And here I am now, and I'm back to this thing, the rubbish novels. And this is what I would call a rubbish novel. And the things, the press releases on them, extraordinarily fascinating, very exciting, crackers with suspense. Terribly sorry about that. But it's again, we're back to mid-80s, and the Russian mole working at CIA headquarters returns to Moscow. He takes with him a top secret plan known as the Hastings Conspiracy.
Just in case we get confused, did you say CIA headquarters or CIA?
All right, CIA. What's the difference?
They're both fairly slow moving. Okay, but this book.
This book, Gavin. Now, the contingency plan, which the Americans never intended to use, described their plans for the assassination of the socialist British Prime Minister and the military occupation of England. We've had it all before, Gavin, haven't we? I mean, I said to you, I read this book and I literally threw it there. I couldn't even bear to pick it up off the floor. It's, you know, it's all the things about the little bit of James Bond, the little bit of that, the little bit of intrigue, the little bit of sex, the little bit of the other, and your Irish Jew. And, you know, to me, sorry about it. Anyway, about the author, Alfred Koppel is the best-selling author of 34 East. Now, a book that I did read of his was The Dragon and the Apocalypse Brigade, which was quite exciting. Wasn't a bad book at all. But, I mean, for a best-selling author, oh, gosh, he must be, you know, sort of going backwards, or he's running out of material. Now, it's during the Second World War, he served as a fighter pilot, a general's aide in the U.S. Air Force, and he then worked as a technical copywriter until 1966, when he started to write full-time. Whatever. He lives in California with his wife and four cats, and I think he ought to write a book about the cats. The material probably would be better for
us. Okay, it seems to pain you even talking about
it
that, so we'll just leave it aside. But not recommended from Nella Allen is the Hastings Conspiracy.
Alfred Coppel, and that's Macmillan's, and it's UK price is £1.75. Leave it alone, my advice.
Okay, now this next book, because I can see it just across the table, I know you're going to get excited about this because it is a short story, something that you're always very anxious for people to pick up and read. It comes from Poole Beg Press, Female Forms, Emma Cook. It's not so long ago since we heard about this. Isn't her latest book, because we were talking about her latest book just recently.
We were. In fact, Gavin, this is her first book, and the book we reviewed was A Single Sensation. Remember, that was one on abortion. It was a novel about abortion, a beautiful, sensitive book about how a girl coped with the situation in Ireland. And I was so impressed with that book that I went looking for her other work, and it is only this lovely collection of short stories, Female Forms. And so I'm going to have a field day, all right?
Okay.
I was delighted her other collection was short stories, because I'll tell you all about it now. Now, only a couple of weeks ago, as I said, I reviewed that lovely book, Single Sensation, and decided that here was another great Irish writer in the making. She is one of those Irish writers with a natural storytelling ability. Her style of writing is lilting, it's poetic, and thoroughly satisfying. She undoubtedly must be one of the most perceptive observers and recorders of life in Ireland's suburbia of the 70s. Now, this is her first collection of short stories, and it's entitled Female Forms. And in spite of its title, the collection, it's a collection that would have universal appeal. By that I mean, Gavin, you know, sort of being female forms, it would appeal to men also.
Are you sure?
I am quite sure you would love this book. In fact, if you can stay around afterwards, I'll read one of the stories to you if you sort of lie down on the couch. How would you like that?
I'd love that. I'd love that.
It's very good.
It's awful.
Pick yourself up off the floor, Gavin.
Let's not go back to that, Nella. Female Forms.
Yes, Female Forms. Sorry, now I interrupted there. Well, now here is Emma Cook looking at everyday Irish life. Its humour, its irony, its sanctimonious narrowness, its good-naturedness, its resignation and wit. Her characters are close to all of us. We know them. It's your neighbour, it's your mother, your friend or your enemy. And again, I stress my joy in reading Irish short stories. It's the yarn element, the shanty. It is inherent in our race, storytelling. And Emma Cook lays it all before us in this simple but polished first collection. The stories are short in length. There are 10 in all glowing with that unmistakable freshness. Titles include Female Forms, Halcyon Days, The Cuckoo Waltz, and Trinity Sunday. Again, if you are an avid short story reader, and even if you're not, you'll certainly enjoy Female Forms. As for me, I'm just looking forward to this writer's next work.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back with us again next week at the usual time on Tuesday. Just a rundown of books then reviewed today for those people interested in having a good read. A book you've recommended to one and all is a very controversial book, Dr. Andrew Rinn's The Abortion Irish Question, which is a paper facts series from Ward River Press. Price of that £3.50. A book you do not recommend or you tell people to give a miss to is Alfred Coppel's book, The Hastings Conspiracy, £1.75. And Female Forms from Emma Cook you recommend, and that comes from the Poole Beg Press. Price on that?
The price on that is £1 Irish, 92.5. I don't know why the half is there, but I suppose the publishers have some reason. So we'll just say £1.92 or £2 or whatever. So, well, that's all I have for you this week, Kevin, but I certainly recommend the Andrew Rinn book, The Abortion, The Irish Question. Marvellous book, and I want to thank him very much because he certainly sorted out my views on the question. I mean, I have been thinking about it following this book, and I recommend everyone to read this book.
Okay, Nella, well, we shall do that on your recommendation, and thank you very much. You'll be back with us next Tuesday.
I will indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gavin. Bye-bye.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
You're looking swell, Dolly, we can tell. Dolly, you're still glowing, you're still glowing,
you're still
going strong.
We feel the room
Dolly from The Bachelors at 14 minutes almost before 1 o'clock Hammer Quartz time on Radio Leinster's Lunchtime Special. Now, could I take time out to remind you about something we'll be talking about on the programme today? Would like to hear your comments or your views or your opinions. As always, we welcome those on 983251. But whether you like it or not, Christmas is coming, the geese are getting fat, etc. And some people feel that Christmas starts earlier and earlier each and every year. But what we wanted to just discuss today was your opinions about Christmas, about presents and so on, about presents for children, whether they're spoiled or not and so on, or if you have anything to say about it, if you've been wanting to get it off your chest as regards Christmas now for a number of years, I've decided it's better to bash it out in November and then get over it all and get ourselves into the Christmas festivities and into the mood in December. But I thought it would be now the best time to discuss it, because it's now that people are beginning to think about it. And if you do have reservations along those lines, maybe you'd like to give some people your comments, etc. So if you want to, give us a tinkle on 983251. I mentioned that because later on in the programme we'll be talking to a lady who works in the prevention of cruelty to animals. Now, she's not in that organisation, she's in another organisation that are concerned about animal welfare, etc. And she's abhorred at the number of people who get puppies and kittens for Christmas for the children, etc. And unfortunately, these are kept only for a month or so. The novelty goes off them, and next thing they're out straying the streets and roads, the highways and byways. So we'll be hearing a little bit more about that later on in the programme. But if you've something to say, as usual, the phone line number is 983251. Direct through to us here at Studio 1 of Radio Leinster in Sandyford, County Dublin. This is David Soul and his number one hit in Britain and America, called Silver Lady.
Tired of drifting, searching, shifting from town to town. Every time I slip and slide a little further down. I can't blame you if you won't take me back after everything I put you through. But honey, you're my man, so, and who else can I turn to? Oh,
was the sweet love I had with you. And honey, you're my last hope, and who else can I turn to? Come on, silver lady. You find